Hi, my name is Lee Little. I will be covering track 10 with you. I am a former correctional officer and probation officer, and I'm currently the employment specialist and screen coordinator for the Covenant Prison Ministries. Number 5 states, don't try to do too much. Our role is an unconditional and accepting friend in the Lord to ex-offenders. So we want to be as truthful as possible with them, and we want to walk with them as they struggle. Our job is like a coach. We don't play the game, but what we do is to give them advice as to how to play the game. So you never want to promise more than you're capable of giving, because you want to empower the ex-offender. Number 6 states, don't be a problem fixer. Being a problem fixer creates a codependent personality in the ex-offender. We don't want that. We want them to be able to make sound and intelligent decisions and be accountable as volunteers to them. Number 7 states, be careful about the people with which they are exposed to. Every Christian isn't walking at the same level. So some Christians may have friends that aren't appropriate to be around ex-offenders. So what you want to do is you want to screen who you introduce to them. You want to introduce the best possible person to them, people that are going to be positive in their lives. You don't want to introduce people who are in the drug and alcohol scene, because all that is going to do is make them or want to go back to that old lifestyle if they're an addicted personality. So be careful with whom you introduce them to, and try to be a positive light in their life and introduce them only to positive people. Don't try to impress. Don't have a superior type of attitude. Don't be a holier-than-thou type person, because ex-offenders will read right through that. One of the things about ex-offenders or inmates is that one of the skills that they hone when they're in jail is learning how to assess and assist a situation immediately. So from the time they meet you, they are immediately assessing what type of person you are, whether you're a person of your word, whether you're an honest person, whether you're a loose person. They do all of that in the time that they first meet you. So don't try to be impress them and be more than you say that you are. Number 9 states, be faithful about keeping good communication with ministry leaders, even if you are a leader. For the area network of ex-offenders, strategy to work, regular brief reports are needed as part of the program. What that means is you want to be honest in your assessment of ex-offenders when you see them. If they're not doing well, then you need to give that assessment or your evaluation of the person to the leaders in the process. You're not alone in helping the person. If things aren't happening so that you can't keep up the commitments, then communicate that. This way, ministry leaders can support you and participate and avoid extra stress that not communicating properly will cause. Finally, number 10 states, don't overcommit. Keep your focus on how much you can do for them. We all have busy schedules, and our time and our capabilities are limited as well. For example, you may be doing discipleship work with them, but they need help with jobs and budgeting. Go to the leaders in the ministry and request more team members. Don't try to be something that you're not. If you're not a professional accountant or someone in finances, don't try to overcommit on the financial end. If you're not an experienced drug and alcohol person and you really don't know that much about the personalities of addicted people. And don't try to overcommit there. Just do what you do the best that you can, and everything will work out. And listen to the leadership. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you for coming to the Do's and Don'ts training, and I wish you the very best of luck, and may God bless you in all your endeavors.